Well, the Saturday morning huddle continues to talk the football game last night. Alta Aurelia hosting Sioux Central. We heard from Rebels coach Brandon Goodchild. Time right now to hear from co-head coach for Alta Aurelia, Chris Reiner. Chris, thanks a lot for the time this morning. I know it's not easy to talk about a loss, but tell me your thoughts on last night's game against the Rebels.
Yeah, all week long we told the boys, obviously we played Sioux Central, I don't know how many years straight now, and we know exactly what they have to offer. And it doesn't matter coming in, record-wise, year in and year out, we found out it's going to be a battle, uphill battle, the whole game. No matter what teams are on the field against Sioux Central, that they're going to bring downhill running, and even on the other side of the ball, they're coming at you full steam ahead. And you got to be physical, and they played that type of game last night. And hats off to Coach Goodchild and that crew up there. Their boys are ready to play, and they executed well last night.
Yeah, nothing against your guys, but sometimes the game won in the trenches, and their offensive line must have really been gelling last night.
They did. They kept us off balance. They come up to the line real quick and get the ball snapped. And yeah, they pumped out. We have them down for 375 yards of rushing. So when you can do that and control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, you basically control the game. Then as long as they hold on to the ball, and they did that for the most part. They turned it over the one time early on. Unfortunately, we got down the 6 yard line and turned it right back over to them, and they went 95 yards the other way for the score, capitalizing on our mistake. So.
Coach, let's talk about some of the positives for your team. I know you thought about the game last night. You'll watch the film, et cetera, but what are some bright spots for the Warrior football team that now stands at 1-1?
Yeah, our passing game. Our passing game is ahead of schedule. We are, of course, a run first. We want to control the clock, kind of like Sioux Central did last night. We want to be that team. We want to be able to come up to the line, get organized. Quarterback has some flexibility to check out of things and call play at the line. He's doing a great job of that. That's Skyler Sokol. He's doing a super job and very efficient in the passing game. I think last week he was 6 out of 9. Last night he was 8 out of 12 for 197 yards. I don't recall the last time we had a near 200 yard passer, but he had the touchdown throw in that as well. Receivers doing a good job of running the routes. Jared Weiland from the tight end position, 106 yards on 5 catches. Zach Issa, 2 catches for 78 yards. So our passing game is efficient where we need to be. Now, we have to, like you said, watch some film, figure out where we might be going wrong in the running game and iron some things out there. So we got the guys in here actually right now watching film, kind of getting stretched out this morning to see how everybody's feeling. And the first thing they're talking about right now is better communication amongst themselves up front. So that's a positive thing. When you get the kids talking and help problem solve, that should be a bonus going ahead here.